He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliant Stadium. Well, it is Christmas Eve. The Texans held their last practice before taking the day off for the holiday. Coach Gary Kubiak liked the intensity early in practice, but he was forced to restart a few drills when he didn't like what he saw from the players at the end. What he did see was that quarterback Matt Schaub has become more intense. Schaub got very animated in the game against Oakland. He's been showing that same animation throughout practice this week. Here's what Kubiak had to say about Schaub after practice.
I don't have any doubt Matt's a fine quarterback, and what we're trying to do is get him to be a great player. And the key to being a great player is him being hard on himself, getting better, and the team getting better. That's how you get a chance to do that. So I think he's taking some positive steps this year, obviously. The time missed is something that we got to, I don't know how you work on that, but we have to work on it. We got to figure out a way to play a whole season, stay on the field. And no doubt in my mind, if he does that, he's got a chance to be a very, very productive player. And,
how is he the same or different from the guy that you wanted?
Oh, he's a better player this year than the guy we had last year, in my opinion. He's grown. He's grown in our offense. He's grown in handling game, managing game situations. I think he's much better at that. I think he's better. I mean, if that's what you're asking me. But, there's another step we got to take.
Do you think he's gained a lot of confidence?
I think he should have. I mean, the way he's played. Confidence is about winning. So we go off last week. None of us have a whole lot right now. So we got to go find some more.
As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back on Friday with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston. It's football.